Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray that any sister that's listening to this is doing well. Let's go and pray. Father, I ask for any sisters listening that you really, especially just, well, just any sister that has any of the lukewarm church and a deception of who you are in her mind, I ask that she's humble and willing to listen to the scriptures I'm going to read and what I have to say, and that and just for every sister's listening, that she starts to really see eternity and have a revelation of who you are in your judgment, and see all the areas where what she has in her mind does not match who you really are and who you say you are in your Bible. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is Isaiah 33, starting at verse 10. Okay, this is the Lord speaking. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. Ye shall conceive chaff. Ye shall bring forth stubble. Your breath as fire shall devour you, and the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up shall they be burned in the fire. Hear ye that are far off what I have done, and ye that are near according to my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and that shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread, this is important, bread shall be given him. His water shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Okay. Now he's talking about hell there. Okay? And that's the Father speaking, and you need to know that. And that's real. I'm going to read that verse again. Okay? It says, "And the people shall be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up shall they be burned in the fire." Okay, I'm going to be talking for just a period about hell for a while. Now, I'm doing this because the church here in the United States has a deception in their mind of who the Father is. He will be sending people to hell, and he will be right and correct and perfect when he does it. You need to pray. Again, I say you need to pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that you can see this. The church here in the United States does not acknowledge this aspect of the Father, and they do not understand judgment. They don't really know him. And on some level, many Christians think that hell is wrong and bad. And if you believe that on any level, inside of your soul, you believe the Father is wrong and bad and doing something incorrect by sending people to hell. He will be sending people to hell. Hell is real. Okay? And I'm saying this because the things that I'm going to be talking about will help you understand these aspects of the Father in terms of judgment here in this life and the things that are going to start happening. And I'm laying a biblical foundation, okay, for who he really is, what hell really is, what eternity really looks like, so that when I start talking about these things, they won't sound strange. Because if your mind is conditioned by the lukewarm church, the God that I'm talking about will sound strange to you. But you need to know, you either believe in the God of the Bible, or you believe in something else that's not him and a false God. And you need to know that. And I'll leave that there for this morning. Okay? Father, I just pray for any sister that's starting out her day, that she humbles herself and just really begins to start to pray, to know you and to see you clearly, and to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can even understand these things. I ask all these prayers, Father, Your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.